Hello, and welcome to today's episode, where we're diving deep into a topic that, let's be honest, isn't the most glamorous, but is absolutely crucial for any business: managing chargebacks and fraud. Now, if you've been running a business, you know the frustration. Those unexpected financial hits that seem to come out of nowhere, disrupting your operations. But what if I told you there's more to this story than just putting out fires? What if we could actually prevent these challenges from taking over your business? Let's start with the basics. Chargebacks happen when a customer disputes a charge on their credit card. They can result in merchants losing not just the sale, but also incurring additional costs. It's like a double whammy. Interestingly, while outright fraud does contribute to these chargebacks, a significant portion, between 61% to 79%, comes from friendly fraud. That's when a customer files a chargeback after receiving their goods or services, often because they've forgotten about the purchase or simply choose to exploit the system. The financial burden is immense. For every dollar lost to chargebacks, businesses often spend an additional $2 to $3 due to fees and other related costs. So, prevention isn't just a nice to have, it's a must. Let's talk strategy. The most successful businesses don't view chargebacks as isolated incidents, but as data points, pieces of a puzzle that reveal insights about customer behavior and operational weaknesses. It's about transforming what feels like random chaos into something you can predict and manage. Instead of focusing solely on dispute resolution, truly effective strategies prioritize prevention. Think of chargebacks as an opportunity to fine-tune your business operations. One of the most effective tools at our disposal is technology. Things like machine learning algorithms monitoring transactions for suspicious patterns. But here's the kicker: technology alone won't save you. The real game changer is the synergy between advanced tech and human insight. It's about integrating these tools into a comprehensive fraud prevention framework that touches every part of your business. Now, imagine creating a fraud-aware culture. This means everyone in your organization, from frontline staff to the back office, understands their role in preventing fraud. It's like turning your entire team into a sophisticated early warning system. Regular training, real-world case studies, and role-playing exercises can make your employees the first line of defense. They'll start to catch those subtle fraud indicators that technology might miss. Communication is key. How often do conflicts arise simply because of misunderstandings? Clear, proactive communication with your customers can drastically reduce chargebacks. Regular order updates and clear billing descriptors help manage expectations and build trust. Customers who know what to expect are less likely to file disputes. And let's not forget your business policies. They need to be not just clear, but accessible and understandable. A well-communicated refund policy can prevent disputes before they begin. Consider using video explanations for complex products or services. Sometimes a visual aid is all it takes to clear up confusion. As we look to the future, staying ahead of the curve is crucial. The best players in chargeback management think several steps ahead, like chess masters anticipating their opponent's next move. And while technology provides the intelligence, it's the human element that brings wisdom into the equation. One advanced tool worth mentioning is behavioral biometrics. This technology helps you understand the nuances of your customers' interactions, providing deeper insights that go beyond mere data points. It's about predicting when and where fraud might occur and taking proactive steps to stop it. In closing, managing chargebacks and fraud isn't about responding to problems as they arise. It's about creating a proactive strategy that integrates technology, sharpens human insight, and fosters a culture of awareness and communication. By doing so, you not only protect your business, but also build a stronger, more trusting relationship with your customers. Thanks for tuning in today. and I hope these insights help you navigate the ever-evolving landscape of business with confidence. Until next time, take care and keep innovating.